We left off yesterday with Rashi's observation in our sugya that Tam Kikar is not really a deraisa. A little bit of a letdown for the last 4 months or so, but Tam Kikar is not really a deraisa. What led Rashi to believe that it's not a deraisa doesn't mean it's not. Doesn't mean we totally made up the concept of Tam Kikar, but at least in Chulin we made it up, mid the Rabbanim. Well, not even totally in Chulin also, because there are a few cases here and there that even Rashi can see time to get their eyes up, first and foremost being possible cholov, and that everyone openly agrees. But Rashi says, the buck stops here, that we're not going to derive anything from kachim, because chulim kachim will go read on, and we're not going to learn out from possible cholov is a chiddush. But wait, Rashi says, there's another possible, there's another mokor, there's another sugya, it's serious in the face, and we have to figure out whether this next pasuk is actually a potentially valid source for Tam Kikar and Kol Tarkula or not. And Rashi makes reference to the sugya of Gyulei Kli Enochem, Gyulei Enochem, Gyulei Bidyon, which we began to discuss yesterday. So Rashi didn't make this up. This is already a long Gemara in Masechet Tzachon, actually a few in Masechet Tzachon, about how we view Gyulei Enochem, the whole parish of Kasher and Kelim, in light of the notion of Tam Kikar, can we extrapolate Tam Kikar to Kol Tarkula? So there is a major question that the Tanoim, all the Tanoim get into the fray, into the mix in this, as to how to understand two parashas of the Torah, two things of the Torah, that at first glance seem to contradict one another, and if and when we get a better understanding as to why it's not a contradiction, then we'll be able to understand whether Gyulei Enochem is a valid mocha or an invalid mocha for Tam Kikar. The two parashas of the Torah are, number one is Gyulei Enochem. The Torah describes this phenomena of requiring the kasha kelim. So licked in that parasha is the obvious hanocha, is the obvious assumption that the Torah is very, very concerned about getting that tam out. Zetman to know that tam is a problem. That means the tam that's licked in the walls of a pot is a halachic problem. That is chazir, that is nevela, that is treifus, that is something that's a problem in halacha. So that's din number one, that's parasha number one. So we find this in Parshas. Where is that? What Parshas is that? Do you mind anybody? In the summer Parshas, Matas. You know, it's the ones that no one really knows because school's over, Kimberly's starting, you know, those. So Parshas Matas. Okay, that's one area of halacha, one Parshas in Chumash. Then we have another Parshas in Chumash. What's that called? That's the Parshas. Give me a hint. It's in Parshas for A. What is it? The din of. What? Nevela shed will again. Torah says that lo sachu kol nevela, you're not allowed to eat an animal that wasn't shechted properly. What should you do with it? Give it to the geritosha, give it to the goyim, give it to the nochri, v'achol and they'll eat it. Lager shep sharech ten v'achol amochol and nochri, you can't eat it, but they can't eat it. So comes the Gemara by the Zohar and says, from the fact that the Torah is describing you can't eat it, but they can eat it. Zeman for Noah, that in order for it to be, you can't eat it, it has to have what? It has to have that koach, that ability of what? Of they can eat it. The Torah is the speak, the Torah is depicting a case of an nevela ruila ger, basically edible beef. So comes the Gemara formulates the following then. A nevela she'en ruila ger is not really included in the pashal. So kon nevela, and in our lingo, what do we call that? We call that instead of saying that one phrase, the Chazal made up a phrase called, that means something that tastes bad. Basically, it's poka from it, the Isser of Nevela, or the Isser of Chazin, Nevela's treasures, etc. Yisuma poka once the food tastes bad. So these two parashas, these two dirim, everyone has to agree to, everyone has to learn parashas matos. Everyone has to agree to parashas for A. You have a parashas Gilei Enochem, parashas Nashim Lager, but now these two parashas, lechara, contradict each other. What's the inner contradiction between these two parashas? What's wrong? What's the stira? What's the tension between these two parashas? The assumption is that tam, absorption of taste, sitting inside the walls of a pot, isn't tasting all that good. It generally speaking, tastes pretty schwach. I don't mean schwach like good, but I mean schwach like in Yiddish. Like it tastes pretty bad. It tastes pretty miserable. And hey, wait a second. How could the Torah in parashas Matos, Aser, is inside the walls of a pot? How could the Torah be my Tariq, be the Kasha, my Kalev,
Why can't I just hide behind the Vayelish Eino Religia? So that's the question. That's the inner turmoil. That's the inner tension that Chazal are worried with.
What do you do with that kasha? That's the kasha. So there are three different answers to that kasha. Everyone know, learned the sugya? I'm figuring out the three answers to the kasha? Everyone figure out two answers to the kasha? Anyone figure out one answer to the kasha? Anyone realize it was a kasha? Anyone learn psachim? Anyone learn chulin? Anyone alive? Am I here? I didn't hear one response to any one of those questions. I saw a few nods here and there. Okay. The Gemara says, just because something's moving doesn't mean it's alive. The Gemara says, when you step on a lizard, so the head of the tail of the lizard is jumping around, but it's not a sign that it's alive. So I proved that the one day in cold this summer. There was a lizard in a place that shouldn't have been, and I unfortunately had to remove it. And it was me or it. Actually, it was my wife or it. And I proved Chazal were correct, because Naval Tars do actually move around. No, they're not alive. Okay, but that's not that complicated. We just yet to miss the B'dichas of back to square one. So everybody said, so come to Tanaim, we have three different conclusions to be drawn from this apparent contribution. The Hele Gitana Rabbi Meir was so bothered with this kasha. He's looking at the parish of Gilei Nochem and he's saying, you know what, Gilei Nochem tastes miserable, there's no way to avoid that reality, that Gilei Nochem tastes, and still it's also, Zeppelin from Dahl, you see from here, the nice and top of God must hachabi also. Ah, he said, what do you do in the Nevela Shem Leger? He said, Rabbi Meir had to revamp and reformulate the whole parish of the Nevela Shem Leger and says it means something totally different. What did it mean according to our man? What it meant to this house. If I have a piece of meat, an animal that wasn't shechted, and the Issen Avail was already tayface, the Issen Avail was already chal on it, so just because it no longer tastes good, that's not enough what? It's not enough to be, you know what? It's not enough to do what? To be mafkia, the Issen Avail. It's not going to happen. Just because food starts to lose its taste, miserable taste, terrible, that's not enough to be mafkia, the Issen Avail. Ella what? So what is the parish of Vailish in the Hulu again, meaning country of mayor? If the meat started to taste terrible and miserable before the Issen Avail was tayface, before it was even chal, so a miserable tasting food can prevent an Issen from being chal on it. Now that's a very, very tricky thing, because when did this animal start to taste miserable? Before the Avail was chal on it. When is the Avail chal on it? When it's dead. So when did it start to taste miserable? Bechayim. It means it had some kind of, I don't know, some eerie disease. I don't know what it had to it. Some strange, Dr. Berman, just fill in the details, whatever. I don't know, some veterinarian. Okay. I think you know more than we do about this. But something about it that makes it smell really, really, ugh, it tastes, ugh, we walk around, it's out of me. Bechayim, before the Yisrael Avail was chal, al zeh nemar, saruch mekor, al zeh nemar, nevela shenur gear. Other ones, it's already called the Yisrael Avail. Nothing in the world is going to be mafkir the Yisr, even in Nosin Tam of Gab. So Rabbi Meir basically undermined the entire parsha of Nosin Tam of Gab. Rabbi Meir didn't believe in Nosin Tam of Gab being a mafkir. Rabbi Meir would disagree with so many different things that we've said over the course of the year. That was Rabbi Meir's view. But again, we understand, we appreciate where Rabbi Meir came from. He was forced by the parsha of Yisr to revamp, to limit, to put the brakes on the quote-unquote din of Israel again. Rabbi Meir was the Das Yachid. Nobody else, all the other Tanoim disagreed with Rabbi Meir. Everybody else said that, no, the Veil Shul Leger is Tacha a real din, and it's not limited only to smelly animals, Mechaim. It applies even to rancid, rotten animals, Liachamisa. So, in Cain, what do you do with this phenomena of Gilei Nochrim? So, came along the Rabbonon of the Rabbi Meir, most of the other Tanoim, and said, I'll tell you what the answer is. It's a very, very simple answer. It's a four letter word. What's the four letter word? What must Gilei Nochrim be? A what? It's not gewaltige chiddush. That means it really shouldn't be true. So unlike Rabbi Meir, who swan Gilei Nochrim, not a chiddush. There's nothing to chiddush by Gilei Nochrim. Fakir Gilei Nochrim is the kaveya. Gilei Nochrim is redefines for us what the regular klal is. According to the Rabbanim, we know Rabbi Gilei Nochrim is the exception to the rule. So you have two extreme views in Tanoim. What do you do with this phenomenon? So Rabbi Meir hakes off that Gilei Nochrim is Tacha the source, that Nathan Tam of Gam is Tacha also Mideraisa, all the time, and we misunderstood what Nevesh Lomagir meant. We have the Rabbanan there in May who says no, that Gilei Nochrim Tacha is the Nathan Tam of Gam, that's true, but Nathan Tam of Gam is basically Mutter, must be that Gilei Nochrim, even though it's Nathan Tam of Gam, it's a Chiddush. And then you have the third Tana. The Bible Shalva Rabbi Akiva. the Heilig Tana Rabbi Akiva, who's looking at these two parashiyos, and on the one hand doesn't want to draw Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe's Rebbe, he doesn't want to draw Rabbi Meir's conclusion that we misunderstood, we missed the boat of that Noisim Tana Rabbi Akiva. He thought it was very dochel to say that the parashiyah of the Heilig Tana Rabbi Akiva, on the other hand, Rabbi Akiva didn't think that Gilui Nochem is necessarily a chiddush. Now, the last thing we want to say is something's a chiddush. Chiddush means we throw our hands up and say it doesn't fit, it doesn't make any sense, it's a quirk, it doesn't fit. Our general mahalach in learning is that we want things to make sense. We want them to be part of patterns. Every once in a while, we have no choice. Never have to throw our hands up and call Eidim Zom in a chiddush. We have that to fall back, but it's a very, very fallback position. And Rabbi Akiva is working so hard, the Heiligetan Rabbi Akiva is sitting and sitting and sitting to try to figure out how can we salvage both? How can we hold on to dear life to the Din of Notes down with God being moved? That's what we really think the Din is. On the other hand, not to be fallback position and be clear that Gilui Nochem is a chiddush. What's the answer? Rabbi Akiva came up with the following formulation. What's the formulation? What did Rabbi Akiva say? What's the real solution to this question, to this contradiction? That we made a mistake. What was that mistake? Gilui Nochem is not necessarily what? It's not so bad. It doesn't taste so bad. It's not so bad. What do you mean it's not so bad? What are you talking about? The food's been sitting in the walls of the pot for 10 years. It's miserable. It's horrible. What did Rabbi Akiva say? Lo osra teira. Elo what? El kedeir basyeno. That the only time the Torah asered Gilui Nochem was taka within that first day, when within the first day taka tastes pretty good. It's taka does dam l'shevach. Taka does taste good. So Rabbi Akiva said, you can mamash have your cake and eat it. You can have nice and dam of gam. It's taka mutter. And by Gilui Nochem, halchal mayaskinan, only when it's a keder basir. That is what prompted Rabbi Akiva to his conclusion. Everyone heard that phrase before? We talked about it once or twice this year. This is where it comes from. It comes from Rabbi Akiva's analysis of this question, unlike everybody else. It's so gewaldic what Rabbi Akiva said. How come nobody else said it? How come Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanim didn't say it? Neither Rabbi Meir nor the Rabbanim were willing to say that. But Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanim had different conclusions what to do with that phenomenon, but neither of them bought into Rabbi Akiva's formulation of Shatera like Debas Yehima. Why? What do you think nobody else bought into Rabbi Akiva? It's so obviously to say that because the Pasuk doesn't sound that way. It doesn't say Yidav Hashem HaShalem or Kasha Kalim when it's Ben Yomo. It doesn't say that, right? That's what you thought. So it's interesting, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't use that as a reason why everybody else deflected Rabbi Akiva. You know what the Gemara says? Rabbanan Savre, Afilu Kedera Bas Yayma, Iyav Shalat, Tilo Pagma Purta. It also has to be a shtickle of gam. A shtickle, a little bit, mashu. It's also, it starts to turn rotten pretty quickly. Right away it turns. It's enough rotten, even within a few moments, that the Rabbanan Rabbi Akiva, everybody else, the Rabbanan Rabbi Akiva held, that to say that within 24 hours it would not have been covered by the Veil Shilulakiyah is not correct. And even the mash in the beginning of it is already a little bit of an Asidus Tam of Gam. And therein lies the Nekudas Machlekes of Rabbi Akiva and the rest of the world. Rabbi Akiva said, "Belev Shalom b'Munishleima lo Asrit Teir al Kedeir Bas Yema." There's no Pagam Kiuzel within 24 hours. No, there's not enough. There's nothing there that halachah would be called a pagam. And the Rabbanan said, no, there's enough. There is a little bit something, a little bit of deterioration at that point, and that's enough to be called a pagam. Just as an aside, who here has trouble with this machlokes? Who here saw this gemara? Now everyone saw this gemara? So you saw this machlokes, and he just took the gemara face down. It's Shemunah, Mamash, Maminu, Vinim, Maminu. Rabbi Akiva gesagt, it's not the Shvach. It is the Shvach, and it's not the Shvach. It's Pagam. What is this? What kind of game is this?
Isn't it just what's in the tears?
Yeah, I mean, just tell me, what's going on? Do you hear the Shvach and the Shvach? Did something happen, something not happen? Rabbi Akiva and Rabbana look at the same insides of a pot, and the Rabbana are saying, yeah, that's a regular Pagam. And once it's ready for gam, we can't hide behind saying that. And therefore, we have to either draw the conclusion that Gilui Nachum is a Chiddush, or we have to draw Rebbe's conclusion that Gilui Nachum teaches us we misunderstood those time of God. But that compromise view of Rabbi Akiva was not tenable according to anybody else on the page except for Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva sticks to his gun, sticks to his position, and says, no, no. What kind of machloikis is this?
Doesn't
Rashi say
something about
Tanakhli
on the
Anadav?
What kind of
issue is this? So is it a throwback to one of two things? Is this a throwback to Rashi's and Ran's and Ra'oz about Pagam B'Miktsas? Is that a throwback to this? Or is this a throwback to something else? Who remembers Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz? Remember the crazier places, Mahalach, in what happens when the clock strikes 12. Everybody says, I cook chazer in a pot. And now, the leaves go in. And right now I have a problem with deraisa. And in 24 hours from now, on the dot, I no longer have a problem. On a level of deraisa. Clock strike 12, Cinderella turns into a pumpkin, mamish on the spot. So I understand what happened. Along with Yesh Lachkor, Michael Zion, David Terry, but just you remember the marshal, they give you the marshal. So what happened? So the carriage was a carriage for 24 hours, and now at 12 it turns into a pumpkin on the spot, or it was already in the process of turning into a pumpkin all along. It just holds him on that didn't strike 12. It didn't look like a pumpkin yet, but it already had pumpkin mahalchim in it. You guys know what I'm talking about. Yeah. You know what happens? Yeah. Doesn't the carriage turn into a pumpkin?
Yes.
Okay. Good. So I want to know, when does that happen? It happens mamish b'vas achas, mamish k'harifayin, makas b'chayras, k'chatzay salayla. Or it was already, it was in the working process. It was already happening. We didn't pick it up. It didn't have enough pumpkin quality, so it couldn't go in the carriage. Who remembers? This was the Machlokes, the Taz, the Shach, and Rabbi Yosef Amshitz back in. By Klavish Bekalim, right? Klavish Bekalim. Rabbi Yosef Amshitz said that 24 hours is not like the clock strikes 12 and everything goes terrible. It starts. When does it start to deteriorate? At what point? Immediately. It's just that it's not enough deterioration to reach the point of labeling it as eventually there until 24 hours of deterioration happens. Not that it was totally good. Once you say Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, then I understand the Machlokes of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Bona makes a lot of sense. Everybody agrees that there is already deterioration happening immediately. The Machlokes is, at what shear is the shear of deterioration? At what point is the halacha keveya that it's already dipped beneath the barometer of now being labeled as an Eibeshitz and Rabbi Akiva? That's the Nekudas of Machlokes. It's not that the Rabbi Bona is saying everything's happening and Rabbi Akiva is saying nothing's happening. Everyone agrees something's happening. We're just not quite sure how to measure that something. Is that something meet that criteria? But again, that's an aside. Getting back to our story. Knowing the three different approaches in Tanoim to Gilui Nachum, can Gilui Nachum serve as a mokor for Tam Kikur or not? What's the answer? It depends. If you think that Gilui Nachum is normal, there's nothing strange about it. It is a regular din. Namely, you subscribe to who? To Rabbi Meir, who says Gilui Nachum is a regular din. It's actually a description of the halakhic phenomenon of the time of God being asur. Or, if you buy into Rabbi Akiva, that Gilui Nachum is a regular din, it is a description of a din of Nosin Tam of Shevach being asur. If you believe either Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Akiva, then you're good to go, and you can take Gilui Nachum and derive Tam Ki Iker, Tam Ki Iker. However, if you go down the route of the Rabbanon, who forced Gilui Nachum into a box and called it a Chiddush, Chiddush gets you nowhere fast, and therefore it cannot serve as a source for Tam Ki Iker. So comes Rashi in about 2-3 lines in Asugya and summarizes, everyone saw the Rashi, summarizes the entire Gemara Pesachim and just highlights as Ayin Sham Sachem Nafim Dalit. The Rashi basically tells you that I, Rashi, who hold that Tam Ki Iker is only Dirabonim, because again, what convinced Rashi? Only one word. It's unbelievable according to Rashi. One word. What was the one word? Kachim. The one word in Asugya, Kachim, that threw Rashi off, or threw him on, depending on what you think of Rashi. And Helige, 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 everyone thinks Rashi is on. Rashi is Helige, Helige, Rashi. The Tam Kiyika is on in the direct one. Rashi says, I'll tell you what. Basa b'cholav, I already proved to you on Daf Kuf Ches, Rav already told us it's a Chiddush, and therefore you can't derive from a Chiddush. And guess what? You like Nachrim? It's also a Chiddush. Because who do I hold like in my heart of hearts? Who do I hold like in my heart of hearts? The Rabbanim, right? That Yilad Achim is a Chiddush Gadol. And therefore, as a Chiddush, it's not going to work. That's how Rashi starts on our Sugya. Yilad Achim has the same deficiency as Bas B'Cholim has. This is going to create a very, very big problem. There are going to be some very logistical problems with this. This is not where we want to end the Sugya. Why not? Yeah, this is the last place. You don't really mean that, Shimon. What you really mean to say is, you mean Kedera Shein Bas Yoma, right? Because if you really believe that the Rabbanim are right, you're going to be led to a rather strange conclusion. You're going to have to say, what? Gilei Nochem is a Chiddush. It trumps the Dinim of Nosen Tam of Gam being Mutter. And the Rabbanim do not buy the distinction of Rebbe Kiva's Bas Yoma. And what will the conclusion have to be, Lahalacha? That even though you cooked in a pot more than 24 hours ago, the food is going to be treif min haTorah. Right? Because if you really believe the Rabbanim are right, that's the only direction, it's the only place you can land. That doesn't bode well for Shas, because we know that that's not true. I mean, anyone who ever opened up a Gemara in the Zohar knows that's true. The Gemara says it multiple times. The Gemara says, V'hashta the Kabbalah, right? The Gemara at the end of Eved Ezer, Daf Ayin Hey, remember that? And the Gemara says, Stam Kem Enem Bnei Yoma. And the Gemara is loaded. It's full from cover to cover, all two places in Eved Ezer, where the Gemara says that 24 hours solves the world's problem. Everybody knows this. Come on, who never heard this thing? 24 hours, everything's good to go, right? You can eat treifas, you can do whatever you want. You can call Shabbos, you can eat Tokosh. No, 24 hours, just wait 24 hours, everything's fine. So everybody knows 24 hours solves the world's problems. The Rabbanan haven't heard of that. So if Rashi really is going to tell me that everything is hinging on Shitas HaChachamim, that's going to lead to some very, very uncomfortable conclusions in your day. But there's a bigger problem here. There's an even huger problem, a logistical problem here. Because the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, anyone looked up the entire Gemara, does not stop at this point. The Gemara goes on and says, okay, great. So according to Rabbi Akiva, we have a good mocha for what? According to Rabbi Akiva, we have a good mocha for Tam Kikar, Kulei Nochem. And according to the Rabbanan, Menahani Mile, what's the source? What does the Gemara not say? The Gemara says, yeah, we're going to talk about it totally to Rabbanan. No, the Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara says, okay, let's try again. So just because we struck out, just because we, you know, we got out yesterday on what? On Bas B'Cholov. And then we got out again on what? On Gilei Nochem. We get a third try. And what's the third try? The Gemara does come up with a Pasuk. And what's the Pasuk? What's the third possible Pasuk?
Nazir.
Nazir. Mishras HaNovim. The Torah says that a Nazir can eat grapes and he can eat raisin bran and he can't drink wine. And he can't have Mishras HaNovim. What is a Mishras HaNovim? Mishra's lashon shriya soaking. Mikan the nazir sheshara pita b'yayin. He takes a piece of bread and he soaks it into wine, and then he takes the bread out. He can't even see the wine. It was white wine. He can't even see it. I'm looking around. There's no wine be'en here. And the Torah says chomishra sanovim liyishni. Not allowed to eat that wine. Not allowed to eat that bread. Chomishra sanovim was soaked in wine. Why not? I can't see the wine. Why can't I eat it? What's the answer? Because I can taste the tam kikar. That means from the tam kikar's deraisa. So the Gemara says, Baruch Hashem, it could be this our belief. Even the Rabban and the Rabbi Akiva, who refused to learn from Gilei Nochem because they really believed in the heart and soul that it was a Kiddush, even they ultimately buy into a source for Tam Kikar. That source for Tam Kikar is what? Is Mishras HaNovim, the Pasuk by Nozir. So this is not going to bode well for Rashi. Just because you bumped out Gilei Nochem, what about Mishras? So here Rashi, Mamish pulls a fast one from us. Everyone saw this Rashi, everyone read this Rashi. Right, everyone looked up, everyone understood the Amkus. Who here really read the Rashi, the Shakmatai and the Rashi, and looked up every Gemara Pesachim and tested Rashi and challenged Rashi? All of you, right? Okay. Right. So comes the Gemara Pesachim and says, wait a second. Once we have the Pasuk of Mishras, we're going to turn that Pasuk on its head. And who are we going to ask the Kasha on now? Who are we going to ask? Who's the Gemara asking Kasha? The Gemara, again, this is the progression of the Gemara. The Gemara is looking for Tam Ki Ikar Menah Hanimim. That's the Sigim Sachem Daf Mem Dalet. The Gemara starts with Bas B'Cholav. What does the Gemara say? How does the Gemara reject it? No good. Why? Because of what word? What bad word?
Ketan.
Then the Gemara says, Gilei Nachrim. And the Gemara, according to, says, oh, according to Rabbi Kiva, that's great. According to Rabbanan, that's a disaster. So according to Rabbanan, we're bad. So the Gemara says, what's the next block? Or Bishros? So, Baruch Hashem, Bishros is the greatest thing in the world. Once we have Bishros, what does the Gemara now do in about face? And asks the question on who? So what does Rabbi Kiva learn from Bishros? If Rabbi Akiva already knows Gilei Nachrim is the source of Tam Kikas, the Busvam Mishras, what does the Gemara say according to Rabbi Akiva? What does Mishras teach me? Something totally different, like Gamri different. What does Mishras mean? Het de Mitzdar Flias, I never heard of that. Het de Mitzdar Flias, what does that mean? Nothing to do with Tam Kikas anymore. Absolutely not a Tam Kikas. Het de Mitzdar Flias, sir, we do it. Many Mishanim explain it to me as follows. A Nazir sits down and he's having some wine, and he sticks his bread into the wine. No, no, Tom Kikar. I didn't say the word Tom Kikar. And he only had a half a kezias of wine, and he had a half a kezias of bread. And what do we give him for that action? We give him alcohol. Why? Because you had them at Starfleet, sir. That is not Tom Kikar. Don't do Tom Kikar. Had them at Starfleet, sir. Comes with the Akiva and says, that's what Mishras means. I don't need Mishras to tell me Tam Ki Ikar. I already know that. I figured it out a long time ago from only Parshas Matas. The Parsha of Mishras is a different Parsha of Gamri. It's the source of Heter Mitzdafelis. And what did the Rabbanan say? They probably have to fall back and say, we don't buy it, Heter Mitzdafelis. Maybe. Not sure. So what does Rashi now pull on us? Mamish pulls the wool over us. What does Rashi say? No. Rashi posed the question, hey, wait a second, I'm trying, my goal of Rashi, Rashi says, my goal is to show you the Tam Kikar is not there, Rashi. I'm trying to knock off Pesukim. That's my goal. I'm going to erase Pesukim out of Chumash. Bas B'Cholav, not a good Makor, it's Chumash. Yulei Nachrim, I hold like the Rabbanim. Aye, what about Mishras? Even the Rabbanim concede? What does Rashi turn around and say? No. The Rabbanim don't accept Mishras as a source for Tam Kikar because they also agree that what does Mishras teach me? Het Mitzah for you, sir. And therefore, I just what? What happens when you swing the bat three times and you miss all three times? You strike out. Okay? Three strikes and you are out. Okay? Comes Rashi and says, it's this presentation of the sugya that is ultimately responsible for my conclusion that Tam Kikar is only Dura Bar. So remember we said, our goal in this part of the first half of the sugya is just to understand Rashi. How did Rashi know that Tam Kikar is Dura Bar? He got it from one word in Agamara, Kachim, Lafuk Echulim, but he's got three Pesukim and Chumash he has to address. He can't just ignore Chumash. Rashi wrote a page of Chumash. Rashi knew Chumash pretty well. I think we all agree to that. Okay. So Rashi says, I'm going to Chumash and I have to show you every single time that Tam Kikar appears, it doesn't really teach me anything. Mishras? Okay. Breathe a sigh of relief. That's Rashi's first approach to negating Tam Kikar being deraisa. And then Rashi makes it about face. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, you know, I don't like what I just said. Everyone says, what's Rashi? What's Rashi's second approach? It's really his first approach. What's the second approach? Well, no. You have to explain to me why aren't these really mudim? The Tanoim quote these psukim, so you can just say, oh, they're just the smachmas. How do the Tanoim know they're smachmas? So Rashi goes another fast one. Rashi says, I challenge you for a source. The first approach of Rashi is that this is not a good source, and this is not a good source, and this is not a good source. All three are no good. They all three fail. Now Rashi has a second, he doubts himself. He says, you know, the natural bad sources, Bas B'Chol is a bad, pretty bad source. That's Chiddush, I don't want to talk about that. But you know what? Yulei Nachrim is not such a bad source, because you know what? Who's probably right? Who's really right out of the three Tanaim Mahalacha? Who's really right? Rabbi Akiva! Rabbi Akiva! Rabbi Akiva, come on, Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva's right. Yulei Nachrim is a good source for Tam Kikar. Yes, it is. It's a great source for Tam Kikar. And guess what? Mishras? Come on. What's Mishra's really a source for? What's Mishra's also a source for? Tom Kikur. Rashi just made matters twice as bad for us, right? Tom Kikur. So in the first beer in Rashi, Rashi's saying is that the source is none of them are good. This is no good, and that's no good. This is a chedishin. This is tetrasad. None of the sources are good. And now what's Rashi saying? Guess what? They're both great. They're gevaldika sources. If they're both great gevaldika sources, both teach me top gikar, we're good to go, right? What does Rashi say? Sorry, too many sources. Too many sources spoils the cheshbon. Why? Because what rule do we fall behind? What do we fall under? Fall back on? Shnei ksuv rabbanim ki echrem alamdin. Whenever the Torah teaches me a din, it only has to say it once. The assumption is, if it says it once, you're going to get the point. If the Torah has to repeat it, it's an unbelievable midah Torah dreshes man. When the Torah says the same thing twice, what's there to teach me? That it's only true here, not to be derived to anything else. The starting point of Kol Tarkula is, when the Torah says something, we can't extract. Remember, Mematzin is one of the midah Torah dreshes man. The Rebbe Shalom gave us the kliyah. One of the things Moshe Rabbeinu taught us in Har Sinai is that when the Rebbe Shalom gives you a din, you can extrapolate that din. You can, as long as there are no pirchas, as long as there are no problems, as long as there are no reasons not to, you can extrapolate. You can jump from one area of Allah to another. And therefore, if the Torah says that there's a din of Tam Kikur by Nazir, I could jump to the Veil, I could jump to Tref, I could jump to Chaz, I could jump to Chedor, I could jump to Da, I could do that. There's nothing wrong with making that jump. That's Mematzinu. But one of the things that puts the brakes in the Ramatzinu is the Shnei Ksuv Rabbanim Ki Echrem. If the Torah repeats it nochomol, that's why do I have to repeat it? Zetman from Da, from the repetition, that it's taka only limited to these two cases, and Tafka don't jump. Don't make that jump. Says Rashi, that's the other way to salvage what Tam Kikur is on the Midrash on it. Because the Torah says it too many times. In the one beer in Rashi, the Torah said it never. And the second beer in Rashi, the Torah said it twice. And both Biurim and Rashi end up in the exact same place. What? The Tam Kikur is only what? It's only Midrabanan. And again, what's the one word that prompted this whole Raza? Rashi, this entire reading of this entire sugya, all of Kol Tarkula Tam Kikur, was prompted by one word, Kachim Lafug Yechulun. Who saw this? Everyone saw what I'm saying inside? Rashi says this in it took us what time is it? It's 2 o'clock. Right, we started at 1:25, but it's 2 o'clock. So Rashi says, if you take a look quickly in the Tzadik Chesmi Bey, Rashi says, five lines from the bottom. The Hadi Afidim of Sach by their Gemaras that talk about Nazir and Nishras and Maisalach. Svil Amarad Basroi, the later Amarayim, Rava, Dasmach Gamru. The love Melafu. Rava said it's not a real Yafusa. You can't just call it Asmach and call it. They have to explain why. Why did Rava not think that those Brises were real? So Rashi says, the Havalu Nazir Gule of the Kham Beis Kivra Boim Kiechad. But I call the second Shabbos Rashi's first Shabbos. Inami Gulei Nachrim Chidashu Kidah Minin Hasam. Well, Mishra set the second. Rashi calls the second. Should I call the first? It doesn't make a difference. Okay, everyone, chop down the last three lines in Rashi. Rashi just explained why either both makaris are good and therefore there's no din, or neither makaris is good and therefore there's no din. The common denominator of both pshat and Rashi is you end up with no din, and this is Rashi's famous sheet. So we've been referencing this Rashi for months and months. We've been saying since day one, saying, "Oh, Rashi sheet that not so simple. Rashi had to do a lot of surgery and a lot of dinim, a lot of psukim to get to that conclusion. But let's not forget, even according to Rashi, who says Tam Kikur is not the Araisa, it's not 100% true that Tam Kikur is not the Araisa. That means it's not the Araisa in most areas of Kashrus. But where is it the Araisa? For sure. But Kachem for sure, that's a Gemara, that's Chatos, that's another posse, or a different posse. Where else is it for sure the Araisa? By what? Where else is it for sure, there, Isa? By what? By Gyule Nochrim. And where else maybe it is there, Isa? By Nazi, that we're not sure about. That depends on the 2 days in Rashi. Okay? But when all the dust settles, everyone agrees there's a concept of Tam Kikur there, Isa. We didn't, according to Rashi, the rabbis didn't one fine day make up, gee, let's institute this idea called Tam Kikur. Why not? Nothing better to do in the Lishkar Gonsas today. There's no name. Chanukah didn't do Muktzah. We took care of already. Bishalacham, we're not interested in right now. So let's just make up Tam Kikur. I don't know. Everyone agrees there's a deraistic concept of Tam Kikur. Does it play out in real life kashrus today, short of Nazigu and Nachim, Chetas, Kachim, and Gosim Cholov? That's Rashi's breakthrough that it doesn't.
How can Rashi use both Gulei Nachim and Mishras to support it if he's like Isn't he kind of arguing with himself by picking both of them at the same time?
No, Rashi's saying, Rashi's playing the Rabbi Kiva Rabbanan game. He's saying that if Rabbi Kiva's right, then I have to go down Rabbi Kiva's way. And if the Rabbanan's right, then Rashi just wants to end up at the same place. Rashi's goal is he's got to get home. Home plate, according to Rashi, is Tam Kikas Derabanan because of the word kashrut. That's it. Multiple routes. He presses his ways, and there's 16 different ways to get there. Some of you do pay tolls, don't pay tolls, you end up in traffic. At the end of it, you end up in the same place. Rashi says, "Man of Kamina." Rashi just walked you through it. It took Rashi two lines to do that. Did everyone realize that Rashi did it two lines? No. Wasn't it obvious? That's what Rashi was doing. But notwithstanding what Rashi did, many, many Rishonim, probably most of the Rishonim, led first and foremost, who leads the line of attack against Rashi? His very own. Your own grandson, a bit of time, boy, Enoch himself. His own grandson, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said, "Mechilas Kavod Deheil Gezeida." It's not true. Tam Gigas Diraisa. You better believe it's Diraisa. What led you, Rashi, to Zeida to say it's Dirabanan for the word Kachim? What did Rabbeinu Tam saying? Why does the Gemara say Kachim? Because we're impressed. We learn Kachim. So Rashi said Kachim. I mean Kachim Lafuke Chulin. Just means this is Kachim, and it's equally true by Chulin. And what's the sauce? No, give me a sauce. What's the sauce? I mean, Bas Michal is probably not going to be the real sauce. That I can see too. But we have all the possible good sources here. According to Rabbi Akiva, we may have Gilui Nochrim. Even according to non-Rabbi Akiva, we're probably not going to fall back on. Right? Or maybe we will fall back on. Not clear. At least we have what? Let's have Mishra. So either Mishra or either a Mishra or Gilui Nochrim. One of the two. We don't want both. Don't give me two, because then I got sticks. So get one of the two is going to do the trick. So you picture your Tana, Rabbi Kiva, their bottom, but someone's going to say it's their Isa. Everyone else is going to say it's their Isa. That's Rabbi Tana. So Rabbi say, we now have to analyze this Machlokes Rashi against Rabbi Tana, then all the others who sided with Rabbi Tana, who took all the Brises, Kipshutim, that say their Isa, that mean their Isa, according to Pesukim, means their Isa. Kachrut Agamar means nothing. And everything comes to a head. All surrounding a Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah, everything hinges upon Daf Samach Zayim and Aleph Maseches Avodah Zarah. Everyone got a chance to look at that Gemara at least a little bit. Good. I'm not sure you looked at the right Gemara because I'm not sure what the gears of the Gemara is. But whatever you think you saw, let's see what we can talk about. So everything comes to a head on the seventh of the Ramah Kaimis. A very, very cryptic statement of Rabbi Yechanan. I'm Rabbi Bel, Rabbi Yechanan. Kol shetayim ramasho osur v'loiket alav. I have no idea what the next words exist or not. But I do know that time of lama masho exists. Time of lama masho osur v'ein loiket alav. That's the key. Time of lama masho osur v'ein loiket alav. Seven words. I think there are more than seven shitas. I don't understand those seven words. Taimoy ve'ein ramoshoy, osor ve'ein loiket alav. Rashi took one look at that Gemara and said, "This is the Gemara I'm looking for. This proves my point beyond a shadow of a doubt that Tam Kikra is on the Midrash Rabbanan. You know why? Because the phrase Taimoy ve'ein, what do those words mean? There's another way to describe Taimoy ve'ein. How do you call that? Give me two words for Taimoy ve'ein, Tam Kikra. That means there's Tam here, but there's no mamashos here. There's nothing here. I can't see it. There's no partial thing here. It's Tom, yeah, okay, the great taste. It's Tom, but it's a love of Moshe. Osir, it's Osir. You ain't like it alone. But there's no what? There's no Malkus. Says Rashi, that's a code phrase. When Chazal say Osir, ain't like it alone, why is there no Malkus? What's the answer? Because it's only what? It's only Midrabban. Thank you very much, says Rashi. That's the Gemara that I'm looking for. Just in case you didn't believe me, says Rashi, that kachim here meant lafuke chulin, and in case you didn't like my fancy schmancy, moves in terms of all the psukim, putting them into place, in case you really think like my ankle is right, that my grandchildren are right, that I'm kikis deraisa, here's the Gemara. Proof that I'm right. Rabbi Yechon, stay in the time of the Moshe Osir, can't be more clear than that. Kum to Heilige Rabbeinu Tam, and how to address this Gemara. Rabbi Tam says, no. Tam Kikur, the Raisa, the Raisa, the Raisa, the Raisa. The first meant, Anu and Moshe and look at them.
The Tam shocks us. What the Minna Tam says.
Anyone understood? Everyone chapter of Minna Tam said. Minna Tam looked at this Gemara. Time and Moshe. Time and Moshe. Time and Moshe. Also, you look at it. Can be says Rabbi Minna Tam. It's also mid deraisa, and if it's also mid deraisa, then you chayav malchus. And then Rabbi Minna Tam says something even more startling before he even deflects it. Rabbi Minna Tam happens to hold. Tam Kiker is so deraisa. It is so bad. It is so miserable. It is such an issue deraisa with malchus that works. That even what? Let's say I have a kezias of chazir fell into a huge pot of potato soup. And we measure it out, and oy gavalt geshrigin, what's the number? 57.2. We're just shy of shishim. So what do we say about this pot of potato soup with chazir in it? What do we call it? What do we say? It's asur deraisa. According to Rashi, it's mutter min hatorah. According to Rashi, min hatorah, Moshe Rabbeinu would eat it for dinner today. But according to Ben Tam, it's asur deraisa. And if it's asur deraisa, then you chayav malchus. How much of the potato soup do you have to eat to be chayav malchus? What did Ben Tam say? What did Ben Tam say? I have this huge pot of potato soup. Huge, huge, huge. Big pot of potato soup. Okay? And a little tiny piece of chazir falls in. Rabbi Tam says, if you eat this potato soup, be chayav malchus. How much? Give me a volume. Give me a quantity. How much potato soup do you have to eat to be chayav malchus? What? A kezias of potato soup. Now, who here knows anything about physics? Who here knows anything about cooking? Who here knows anything about anything? There you go. Okay. What are the odds that the fellow who ate a kezias of potato soup actually devoured a kezias of oink oink of real chazir? What are the odds of that truth? I would say it is defies the laws of nature. Because why? Because what happens?
Equal distribution.
By golly, the guys learned something this year. Equal distribution, okay? What's the word in science? How do we call it?
Brownian motion.
What?
It's Brownian motion.
Brownie?
Brownian.
Brownian?
Brown. Was that?
There you go. We have a new phrase. I think it's a brownie motion. Brownies. Brownian motion. It's like Shnei Befeirush. It's a Befeirush of Brownian motion. And therefore, there's no way under the sun. Right, Rabbi Tam denied Brownian motion. Are you talking? So how can Rabbi Tam say Yechayev? What's the answer? Because Rabbi Tam said that the halacha trumps Brownian motion. What's the halacha? What does the halacha say? Once there's Tam of Chazir here, what phrase did Rabbi Tam invoke? What happens when you have a little bit of tam and chazir? What happens to the potato soup? I'll give you a hint. It's the opposite of the Rosh's yavish b'yavish. Leave it real, said I should say that. It's het de nepach liosisa. It is the exact antithesis of the Rosh's bitl yavish b'yavish. Remember the Rosh from last week? Is it nepach liosheta? This is het de nepach liosisa. Rabbi Tam says, if you eat even a kezias of the shechayim, even though hot kezok, brownie hot kezok, you're not eating a kezias of chazir. We know that, says Rabbi Tam. I also agree with that. It's irrelevant, true but irrelevant. Yechayim malchus, eating a kezias, cold kezias of kezias. You can have 20 guys getting the same, each one gets malchus for eating a kezias of the potato soup, even though not one of them ate a real kezias of chazir. So Rabbi Tam has a lot of explaining to do in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. When the Gemara says Daf Sepach Zayin, time of Lama Mashal, also being looking alone for Vos Nid, why not looking alone? Rabbi Tam has a lot of problems with that Gemara. What did Rabbi Tam say? The startling of startlings. What did Rabbi Tam say? The Gemara says time of Lama Mashal. So anybody who looked at that Gemara thought right away, time of Lama Mashal must mean Tam Kiker. And if it's Tam Kiker, what kind of Tarevis must it be talking about? What kind of foods are mixing in? Similar or unsimilar foods? Obviously, we're talking about Tam Kiker. What kind of foods are they? There must be Min Bewa. If it's Min Bevino, then there's no Tam. The Tam's not the center. So everybody knows that when the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yebo, Amar Rabbi Yechon, and Kosher, Tam Vim, and Mosho, Osme, and Megalov, that means Chazer and potato soup, right? Isn't that Poshut? Rabbi Tam said, no, it's wrong. No, it's not posh, it's wrong. You know what time of a Moshe means? I can't even say it. What does it mean? It means min bimino. It means tray for chicken soup and kosher chicken soup. And that's exactly why there's no Malchus. You know why? Because there's no Tom Kicker to reckon with. Because it's Min Bimino. And whenever there's no Tom Kicker to reckon with, it's all the same taste. There's no discernment, no separate distinct taste. That's not the Parsha Tom Kicker. So then what rules of Bittul do we fall back on? When Tom Kicker doesn't play a role, doesn't rear its head, what rules do we fall back on? There's only one thing we have left to fall back on. What is it? Come on. Parshas what? Parshas Mishpat, Bechira Mahathas. You follow Rove. And as long as you have Rove, Minat Torah, you've solved the world's problems. Now, Minat Torah, you've solved the world's problems, not Mid Rabbanon. You can't eat that Mid Rabbanon. Why? Because what does the Gemara say? Back in Chul, Nafsani Dalad? Min Bimino Bawa? What's the Gemara, Rav? Min Bimino is Bawa? It's Bishishim. Mid the Rabbanon, remember? Who remembers? Amar Rav, Min Bimino is Bishishim. When you have a Tarovus, Lach Balach, you need Shishim Mid the Rabbanon. Why? Who remembers why? The Rosh. No, come on. Give me it. Tell me why. Because they're up to Mim Shedu Mino. But if it's Min Bimino Mid the Raisi, you don't really need Shishim Mid the Raisi, it's Mid Rav. So therefore, what does Rabbi Natan say about the Gemara of the Zohar? Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Kol shetaim of ein mamashai, also being like in a love, hachav in my skin on. In Rabbi Natan's article, Gemara, it said there was a picture of treifa chicken soup falling into kosher chicken soup. That's time of a mamashai, and taka also being like in a love, so to me, the Rabbana. The Gemara wasn't even talking about Tom Kicker. Tom Kicker is about the Deraisa. I like the Zayda says, about the Deraisa. The Gemara's talking about Mindanina. Now, there are a lot of logistical problems with this Rabbi Natan. First and foremost, Tamo? Tam? Yeah, what does Tamo mean according to Rabbi Tam? What does it mean? It means there's an amount in here that if it would have been, what? Min b'sheramino, it would have been noisita. That's what Tamo means. Tamo means there's enough tray for chicken soup, licked in the kosher chicken soup, that would have been nice and dumb if and when it would have been a different minute, it would have been nice and dumb. Right now, it's not nice and dumb, it's Min Bimino. Rabbi Tam has to say that. Rabbi Tam has no choice. Rabbi Tam has even more trouble. He's even more problems. Why? Why is Rabbi Tam even in more trouble? Because Rabbi Abbo compares and contrasts two statements. Rabbi Abbo wasn't in a vacuum. Remember Rabbi Yechanan. The second half was time of Loma Masha also not. The first half was what? Kol Shataima Uma Masha also the liking of. When it's time of Uma Masha, then you have a problem. Why do you have a problem? If it's Min Bimino, it's what? It's going to be what? It's in Bokhara Rav anyway. Well, what's going to be? When do you have a problem, dear Isa? What do I need, Rabbi Bolt, to tell me when you have a piece of chazer, you have a problem? What does time of Uma Masha mean? According to Rabbi Natan, what's the answer? Taimu Mamasha means it's Min Bimino, and you have Rove, and you're good to go. Except you have one small technical problem. What's the only thing to get on the Monroe? The absolute, what's the... There's one. Rove is the greatest thing in the world. Rove is Superman in your day. It kills everything. It overcomes everything. But even Superman has his what?
Kryptonite.
There you go. He has his kryptonite. What's the kryptonite of Rove? What can unravel Rove? To bring Superman to its knees, what? Nikar. If you could see it. I have something that's Nikar like that, and I can see it. If I could see it, the game's over. You know why? Because when you could see it, what is it not? It's not a what? It's not a what? It's not a Taravis anymore. What is Taravis and Taravis? Taravis means it's all Me'ur Yachar. It's all one big Mishkababel. Everything's mixed together. Taravis. Come on. You know Taravis. Taravis. It's one big Hefkeiris. But when everything is in each of its own separate, distinct place, it's not a Taravis. That's where it's supposed to be. So comes Rabbi Natan and says, Taimo. Uma Moshai, also the like in a love, that's Min Bimino, and this Rove. The only thing that changes is that here it's Nikar, and in the second half of the statement, it wasn't Nikar. And what Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yochanan are not addressing is Tam Kicker, It wasn't even on their radar screen. It wasn't their agenda. They are talking about the intricate details of when the Barov bin Bimina work and when it doesn't work. That was the goal. That was the agenda for Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan. It was a different world. A different Gemara Lagamri. It was a whole different discussion. It was a different Shia. Rashi Rabbi Tam attended a different yeshiva for that day. It was a different world Lagamri. Rashi said Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan talking about Tam Kikar, and Rabbi Tam said they're talking about Bimina Bimina. And what prompted Rabbi Natan to turn the world upside down to say this shot with all the chukim in the lingo of the Lashon of Gemara? Rabbi Natan knew. Rabbi Natan was fully aware of all the deichik of the Lashon. Rabbi Natan said, I have no choice. Because my Zaydah's shot is an untenable shot. Because according to the Zaydah, it comes out Tam Kikas the Rabbanan, and that can't be. It just can't be. Because the only thing that made my Zaydah say it was kachim in chulin daf tzadiches, and that word was not so important. And to turn around all the gemaras and say das is a smachta, yen is a smachta, this is a smachta, that's a smachta, rather nobody is. And then Rashi says, I'd rather do a little bit of surgery in the gemara of Rezor Sabach Zayin, tighten it up a little bit, and stick to our guns of tavkig in their isa, rather than turn around kol tarkul. And Rashi said, no, I'm much clearer. The gemara in Avodah Zarah reads like a charm, according to me. All right, I had to do a lot of surgery himself. Some Gemara's got to be touched up. Either Pesachim needs some work, or Venezuela. Something's got to be touched up a little bit to fit your model of what you think Tavkiz the Reis. So, grandfather and grandson are fighting it out in a kotzer l'kotzer. Rashi standing and keeping his position. Tavkiz the Rabban called Tarakula, Shuad, Abbas, Machal, Gil, Nachrim, Nazaren, Kachim, those four cases. But in all of the areas, it's the Rabbanim. And Rashi supports himself with that Gemara. Supports himself to the Gemara of Adazara, is willing to finagle and move around psukim and shuffle everything around to turn out either you have no psukim or too many psukim. Rabbi Natan says, no, I think the Gemara's in Sachem are dafka, they're real derises. I don't think Rava meant anything, kachim or fukichulin, and the Gemara of Adazara doesn't sit too well with me. He got the wrong sign. He's talking about me. That's not what it's about. Kotel or Kotel Rashi Rabbi Natan. Who here understood this? Who are chap this when you saw the Gemara of Adazara? Chap that everything's hinging on that Gemara of Adazara? When you see Rishonim, Lamish Bamish fighting it out and breaking the teeth on this sugya in Avodah Zarah, you will realize immediately that there has to be some other approach. There has to be something we could do to this Gemara of Avodah Zarah to not be forced to put it into Min Bamino like Rabbi Tam did. On the other hand, not to draw Rashi's conclusion. There has to be a wiggle room. We don't know what it is yet, but there has to be some way of wiggle room. How could it be dicker?
Yeah.
Would be dicker. sitting on top of the other? Could be. I'm looking at all the food together. Could be. I don't know.
Two different parts of a chicken.
Okay. What? Yeah, it depends what you think about Min Bimino, Shema versus Tam, depending on the Ramos and Shach. It depends on a lot of things. I think I hear. So Rabbi Stein, is there any other wiggle room, any other in-between room? Ever have any ideas? So we show him at six different possibilities, besides Rashi Rabbi Tam, of wiggle room. To explain this Gemara of Adazara, in a way that neither commits you to Rashi's conclusion of Tam Kikra, nor pushes you into the box of where the Tam Kikra is. Let's see if we can start. One approach of a whole group of Rishonim is going to revolve around one basic Nakuda. And that's going to be we're going to have our cake and eat it. Tam Kikra is going to be their Isa, but Tam Kikra is not going to be their Isa. It's going to be their Isa. That's all the Gemara say. And it's not going to be their Isa, like the Gemara of Adazara clearly says. How do you do that? It's going to be their Isa, not their Isa. What's the answer? There must be. Must be what? Must be a brisket Torah. It must be that there are two different kinds of Tam Kikra. So what's the answer? Is it their Isa, their one? What's the answer? It depends. It depends on what? It must depend on How much what? How much time do we have here? Just how serious an issue of time do we have here? Sometimes time is going to be deraisa, and sometimes it's going to be derabbanan. It's going to all hinge upon volume of time. Now, that's very startling. Why is it very startling? Because we've been learning chum for 5 months, and we know the answer to that question. Is there time? Is there no time? What's the answer?
Sheesh.
Well, sheesh is kind of the afterthought. What's the real answer to the question? Is there time? Is there no time? It means you ask somebody to to please taste it. Whether that somebody is a Jew with a davar mutter, or it's a guy with a davar asur, with all the nemanuses, whatever that, however that worked earlier in the year. And then when all else fails and you can't find a Jew and you can't find a guy, so then Nebuchadnezzar realized that we have to do some work in the lab. So Chazal did some experimentation. According to many, they just did the experiment on their own and came up with the following numbers. According to some, maybe they got a little bit of a hint from Zerubba Shela, possibly. Just remind us, we're still in the city of Zerubba Shela. And they came up with the, at least most of them, came up with the magic number what? True, some came up with the magic number Meya, but we don't accept that. We're possibly in Shishi. So those two numbers are really the same. Namely, Tom and Shishim are really one and the same. Shishim is most probably just a way of determining the Tom. I mean, notwithstanding some ciphers and other things that Rashi's we spoke about earlier in the year. But according to most that are Rishonim, this is probably accurate, probably correct statement. And therefore, this is going to be very challenging. So what kind of fancy razzle-dazzle lumbers do you tell me? Sometimes, Tom is there, sometimes I'll tell you how much time. We don't depend on how much time. Either there is time or no time. If John Brown or Smith, whatever his name is, if he tastes it, he says, I taste chazer, so I have a problem. If he says, I don't taste chazer, he doesn't have a problem. So, what possible shir could there be, except for is there tam slash is the shishim? What other number could we even possibly work with? Do we have any other ideas of numbers that could even mean anything for us? Well, Rove is not going to help us, because Rove, you need, that's the starting point. Of course you need Rove. But I already have Rove, and I still have a problem.
How big the actual amount is?
Oh. So wait. Maybe, just because I can discern the Tom, maybe the game's not over yet, Midaraisa. Maybe Midaraisa, I need more than just being able to discern Tom. Maybe this Tom of the Goy equals Shisha. Maybe that's Taka Tom Tikkur Drabon. Maybe. Maybe that's Rabbi Abar Yochanan. Maybe that's Taka Drabon. Maybe with the Raisa, it has to be much, 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 much more than just having a goy giving a little bit of a taste. Or just much, much more than just falling short of shishim. What could that number be? I need a number. I need a Raisa to get a number. So, someone in their wildest dreams just came up with this number called Kizayas Bechtei Achilas Pras. A ratio. Namely, how much treifas do I have here? Corresponding to how much kosher I have here. And you even put a number on it. Not a surprise that our math experts gave us a number. Kizayis bechdei achilus pra. Anyone want to tell me what that ratio is, by the way? Anyone know? I need to read it. How much is a kidei achilus pras? Pras is either 3 eggs worth or 4 eggs worth. And a kizayis is either a half an egg or a third of an egg. So whatever, you do the math a little bit, you're going to come up with some kind of numbers, much less than shishim, right? What's going to be? I don't know. I'm going to just throw out a number. It's not the right 1 in 20. That's it, right? Right? Yeah, less than that. 1 in 12. I don't know. 14. Whatever the number. It's not shishim. On the other hand, it's more than Rove. We have Mr. Alter Cover. It's more than Rove. Could one pose the following equation with their eyes? If this is all you have, you have a little bit of a guy's tasting a little mash, a little something, and it's 1 to 57. Yeah, nice and tom, yeah, it is double. But if you have a kazayis, bechdei, achilas pras, now we're talking, that's a diarais of the kashiyah. Now, we're in our wildest dreams that we come up with this number. Where does this number appear? Kazayis, bechdei, achilas pras? Something can only be derisive. It's either a pasuk, halach mar sinai, or a svara. A pasuk? Do I hear a pasuk from anybody? Maybe you have a different chumash than I do. I don't know if it's possible. A svara? Oh yeah, makes a lot of sense. This good. Makes a lot of sense. What's the third choice? Halacha Moshe Mesinai, really? Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Mesinai and said, this is it. Rashi missed this one and Rabbeinu Tam missed this one. So we are Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Well, the answer is it was Halacha Moshe Mesinai. But the Halacha Mesinai had nothing to do with what? With what we're talking about. There is an official list of Halacha Moshe Mesinai called Kizayas Techilas Pras, which has absolutely nothing to do with that topic. But that Halacha Moshe Mesinai may become so critical to our topic, it may become the determining factor that somebody even stuck it into where?
Here.
Okay. Even immersed it sticking into here. Have I noticed where it got stuck into? Remember when I read the Gemara of Adazara and I said, I'm not sure where these next words appear? How do you guys let me just read this Gemara? Amr Yom Yom Kol Shtam Moshe Asar. Really? Rashi did not have those words in his Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam did not have those words in his Gemara. But other Rishonim did. And we're going to have to pick up, hopefully mention tomorrow, on the meaning and the significance of those words. So we got a lot of work to do. Revise that for a second. Number one, we have to figure out what the lumdish source of those terms are, how that impacts the Chastarayvus. And even if we discover that it exists, there are four different nuances in Rishonim, what it means. So hopefully tomorrow we got a lot of work to do.